Welcome to Inside the Art House, the go-to destination for cinephiles and the number one place for art house cinema and filmmaker conversations. Each week, today's most visionary filmmakers pull back the curtain on the art of cinema, sharing how stories are made and why they matter. Hosted by Greg Lemley of the legendary Lemley Theaters, a family that shaped the movie business for over a century, and Raphael Sparge, actor and award-winning director. Together, they explore the creative process, the struggles, and the triumphs behind the camera and the bold ideas shaping film today. From indie debuts, documentaries, to international art house cinema, Inside the Art House dives deep into a world where passion meets craft and where the love of film lives loud. Inside the Art House, conversations with today's most visionary filmmakers. Listen or watch wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a lot of light bulbs have been unscrewed from the primary console.
Of course there are. That was a choice.
It's just that it's looking a lot like the last 5 minutes of Inside Out around here. Are you planning on replacing them, Emperor Craig?
No, of course I am. I just figured if a lot of them are missing, it'll be more exciting when I replace them. Trisha, you get it, right?
I guess if...
Sorry, I don't speak profound loss of confidence, so I didn't quite catch that.
Trisha, are you starting to doubt my leadership?
Look, there is a lot of unresolved tension in this room, but I would love to just focus on the podcast.
Which is fake.
Yes, which is fake, but it is a special live episode of Get Nuts recorded at the Kalamazoo Improv Festival.
Always a good sign when Arnie won't even touch it. What's that, Canary? You'd like to tell me something about this coal mine, but you're dead?
You know, sometimes your metaphors really do wander off the map. Let's just sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
This
presents.
Presents. This is Usador.
This is Chunt.
We fucked it up. That's our show. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. No, let's get it right. We'll just edit all of this out.
This is Usador.
This is Chunt.
And we're
getting nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Nailed
Perfect.
It.
Nailed it. No one will ever know.
Oh, man. This is a big night. Usador, as you know, this is Getting Nuts Season 2, Episode 1.
Yes. After 4 million episodes of Season 1.
Yeah.
We finally felt like we reached the satisfying conclusion.
Mm-hmm. All the plot paid off.
Finally.
Tied up some threads. So now we're in Season 2, Episode 1. Now's the time, if we want to make some changes, you know, if we want to make it looking for legumes, that's the only one I have.
Yeah,
I'm asking, do we want to make it looking for legumes?
Perambulating for pine cones?
Ooh, let's do perambulating for legumes. A little bit of compromise.
I like it.
Although that's going to be hard to say. Usador, I know that this is getting nuts, but I always love when you say your name. Would you mind giving a little intro?
I suppose I could. It doesn't feel like a getting nuts thing, though.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, let's not do it. Let's not do it.
Let's find a way to get into it. No, Chunt, I just want to find a natural way to get into it. Here's the beginning of Season 2. You have amnesia and you've forgotten who I am.
Okay. This is... I don't remember.
Chunt, you're Chunt, don't you remember?
I'm Chunt?
Yes, and I am Usador. Wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin Huk Stangis. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And using my great magical powers, I have returned your memory to you.
Bing!
You know what I love about getting nuts? We just resolve plot points immediately.
Yeah. Arnie.
We don't dick around.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, perhaps there's a riddle we want to talk about for 4 years.
Jesus Christ. Ooh, I thought of, while you're doing your name, because it's so long, I thought of another way for you to say it that's natural.
Ooh, yeah.
So I'll play a, I'll play like a constable who's pulling over your cart because you've been speeding.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Well, I know Grimmo for the fifth fastest horse in food.
Great.
So sometimes he pulls my cart and he does it too fast. So this is great. I'm gonna use that. I'm going to use that.
Great. Woo.
Why are you making that noise, constable?
I got kicked in the head by a donkey. Woo. Do you know why I pulled you over?
Well, yes, I'm friends with this horse here, Grimhoof, the fifth fastest horse in Foon.
You think I pulled you over because you're friends with a horse?
A fast horse?
You were speeding. Do you know how fast you're going?
I would say, six clicks.
7.5 clicks.
Ugh.
And as per custom, I need you to recite your full name as it is on your legal documentation.
Here are my papers, and you can see clearly on there they say, I am Usador,
okay.
Wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, okay. Devourer of chaos, okay. Champion of the great halls of Trachis.
Yeah.
The elves know me as Fiang Yalak.
Fiang Yalak.
The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges.
Hoobastank.
And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, 5'11 green eyes.
It also says here Biscuit Meniscus.
I am known as Biscuit Meniscus.
I'm going to have to get you off that horse.
What? Oh, all right. Should I put my hands up against the cart?
Slowly.
Are we doing Getting Nuts or Banging Buds?
That's what season two will be.
Yes, of course.
Season two, Getting Nuts, Banging Buds. Or Banging Nuts.
Getting Buds.
Getting Wet. Getting Nuts, Getting Wet. Getting Wet Nuts.
Are we just saying words now?
I think we're just shouting. But
I think that's what happens, though.
I feel like I want to start afresh. I want to start anew. Like,
yes, of course.
There's other stuff to talk about. I feel like we covered over 4 million episodes. I feel like we've almost covered all the nuts.
Almost, but, you know, there's just certain things that people want you to do in an episode.
Yeah.
You know, those things, you know, not like my name, but things that people, like, expect to hear every episode.
Yeah, like bing bong.
Bing bong, yes, of course.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I had a roasted cashew.
Ooh, I had a cola nut.
A cola nut?
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
Pretty bad.
The roasted cashew was delicious.
Oh, okay. What if we talked about, you know, because sometimes when I eat a new nut, I'm scared of dying or choking. What if we talked about our fears? Getting Nuts, fears.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Yeah. What are you afraid of? I feel like I'm afraid of one of us dying.
I'm afraid of giant vultures who go straight for my eyes. I don't worry so much about dying. I worry about a giant vulture having my eyes.
Has that happened to you before?
Yes. It wasn't easy to get them back, I can tell you that much. Why are you afraid of dying, though?
I don't know. I just feel like I have people in my life that I love now, and I feel like I don't want to leave them behind.
Well, wouldn't you just come back?
What do you mean?
Well, you know how I die, and then I just come back?
Oh, no, you're a wizard.
Oh, right.
Usador.
Yes?
You're a wizard! You're a wizard, Usador!
What a wonderful revelation. Oh, I can't wait to learn all about wizards and witchcraft.
When you went to, what was the name of your school?
Great Halls of Trachis.
Great Halls of Trachis. Did you get an invitation letter to Great Halls of Trachis?
Well, yes, I was living under a staircase at the time. I was a very sad little boy. I turned myself into a little boy because, as you know, I was brought into this world by a conspiracy of wind and rain and fire and birds and mud and frogs and squirrels and egrets. And they said there needs to be a champion in Foon. But then I got bored with that for a while, so I turned myself into a little sad boy and I lived under a staircase.
Aww. That's adorable.
Yes, thank you. That's what I was going for.
That's great.
And then someone showed up and they said, here, you're going to go to the Great Halls of Trachis. And I said, then I shall reveal myself again as a full wizard and stop being such a pathetic little boy.
Yeah.
What a sad, pathetic little boy. Get your own ass out from under those stairs.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
pick yourself up by your bootstraps.
Yes, yes, take some personal responsibility. This is what I've always been all about.
Yeah.
What is the state going to take care of you?
I've never seen you crack yourself up.
Well, I had a moment there, but I'm fine. But if you die, yeah. who are you worried about leaving behind?
Well, you and Arnie at Tussidor to some degree.
Well, you and Tussidor, your nuptials are coming up.
Our nuptials are coming up. We're very excited. Yeah, I just want you and Arnie to get to know him a little bit better.
Oh, I like Tussidor. He's not a wizard, but I like him very much.
Okay. Well, his crotch is made of bees, so he's something.
He is something.
He's really something.
He's really something. You know what?
What?
We should have him at one of these live shows sometime.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means, but
yeah.
We'll definitely cut that out.
Ooh. I'll probably be so nervous I couldn't share the stage with him.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Share the table with him. I want to mention, just because it's, you know, season two, if people have any questions about nuts in general, about fears, let's open it up to some emails. So you can email me at chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. And if you have any suggestions for what season two should be about, let us know. And, of course, no one will get this until after it's released, but...
Well, maybe they've already had some ideas and sent them in, and we can read them today.
Yeah, maybe they just preemptively... is there an egret under our...
Perhaps.
Didn't you say there's... What did you say? Egret? You said frogs and egrets?
Yes.
What's an egret?
Oh, it's a little animal. I'm pretty sure it's a little animal. Right?
Is it in the same family as another, like, badgers?
I think it's like a weasel or a ferret, sort of. I could be completely wrong.
Okay.
Someone email me... Did I ask?
Oh, sorry, that was me. I turned on Arnie's computer and it started playing Superman. But it got stuck. It was just, it's a bird.
I like birds.
Yeah, I know you do. Except for...
Starlings.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How do you feel about storks?
I love storks. I think they're very funny.
Yeah.
They're funny looking and they're funny. They're fun to spend an evening with. Have you ever played cards with a stork?
No.
You should. They crack jokes. They're very clever.
Mm.
Clever birds. Clever bird.
Usidor has amnesia.
Wait. Who am I? Who could I be? Oh, it's lost to the mists of time. Oh, I stand here in a blue robe with a long, whitish-gray beard. Parts of it are more gray and parts are more white.
Yeah, and it's a double beard.
Yes. I don't know what you mean. Oh, who could I be? Oh, this hat. Oh, of course, I am the great wizard, Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fia and Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And if you don't want to email Chunt, you can contact me by whispering into a knot on a tree.
I think we found what season two is. Get Nuts season two intros.
I like that. Well, speaking of intros, we should introduce our guests.
Oh, yeah. We have our first guest today, possibly our only guest, is someone who I believe likes nuts.
It's the only guest I know about.
Yeah. Welcome, everyone. Momo the Mouse.
Hi, I'm Momo. Hi.
Hi, Momo.
Hello, Momo.
Oh, I'm good. I'm out of breath. That's embarrassing.
Well, you had to scamper all the way up the table. Like.
Yeah, yeah. This world was not built for Momo.
Oh.
Momo's a mouse.
Is that your fear? Are you ever afraid that the world is just too large for you?
Are we talking about what we're afraid of?
Yes, we are.
Yeah, and did you hear the words you used? You said, this world wasn't built for me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really digest that?
This world wasn't built for me.
No, don't repeat it. Digest
this world
it.
Wasn't built for
You're
me.
You're repeating it. Digest
the world wasn't built for me.
Perhaps
that's sad. I'm spooked out by a lot of things.
You are.
It's spooky season, as you know here in Foon. It's spooky season, well, which I don't know why we allow that.
Yes, we just had Chun for Red October not too long ago.
Yeah.
And Momo does not like to be spooked.
What scares you? Cockroach clowns?
What doesn't scare me? What did you say?
Cockroach clowns.
Why? Have you ever met Cockroach Clown?
No.
He's a giant cockroach with clown makeup. That's a thing. Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, I agree a lot.
Yeah. Momo says hard pass to that.
Well, he's a friend.
A lot.
He is a friend of Chun's, so.
No.
Well, we stumbled upon a new one, but what were some of the ones you were going to say?
Things I'm afraid of? Fish. Animals whose eyes are too big, animals whose eyes are too small, twins.
And twins.
Yeah, I just am almost spooked out by a lot of things. Now trees.
Cheese?
Trees.
Oh, trees.
I'd die if I was scared of cheese.
Yes. Well, I'm surprised that you're scared of so many things when you're such a strong mouse.
Yeah, I have human strength, which is it's a plus, but I still am too spooked out. Spooky season's too spooky for Momo.
But it's a lot for a mouse. With your human strength, you could go up and punch a tree.
Yeah, but some trees are tricky. Some trees move, Momo's not about that. Momo, no thank you. No thank you. What is it, Cockroach Clown?
Cockroach Clown.
No.
We'd have him on more, but we can't afford him. Turns out he's a big deal.
Did you reach into my brain and pull out a fear and now it's real? Because that feels like that's what
No,
that is.
I swear this...
Chunt met him when he was working as a guard in the prison.
Yeah, he's another guard in the prison. Mm-hmm. If Cockroach Clown... This will help assuage your fears. If Cockroach Clown watches you sleep, you die in your dreams.
Okay.
So there you go.
Are you... Momo's sweating from everything. All of a sudden. You're not afraid of anything, are you?
No, of course I'm afraid of things. Only a fool is afraid of nothing. I am afraid of the darkness that threatens to overtake us all. I am afraid of standing up and doing nothing when a champion is needed in this world. I am afraid of Cockroach Clown.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Do you find that there's anything that's afraid of you? Like, do you strike fear into anything's heart?
As soon as my siblings realized I had human strength, all of a sudden, everyone was a little scared of Momo.
Gave you a wide breath, as they say. Yeah.
Everyone stopped borrowing my clothes. You know, with siblings, everyone borrows each other's clothes. No more.
Wait, are you wearing clothes right now?
Yeah. Momo wears a little tutu sometimes when she's feeling flirty.
That's fun.
Oh, your head fell off.
It's spooky season. Anything is possible.
Oh, I see. It was a trick head. Very
yeah,
good.
Momo gets into the spirit a little bit.
Very spooky.
I decorate me and Mayor Manana's house. Mm-hmm. We decorate it.
Oh, you're living together?
Oh, did I forget to mention that we moved in together?
What?
Mm-hmm.
Your house, you're living, you're cohabitating?
Mm-hmm. And then the first night we moved in together, we sat on the empty floor and we ate food together.
That's so adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, do you ever?
Yeah, just imagine that. You're welcome. A mouse and a banana eating on an empty floor, madly in love.
I love to dress him up in a little vest with little wingtip shoes.
Oh, have you been spying on us?
Oh, yes.
Sometimes he wears that and we dance.
Oh, I don't want to put you on the spot, but Mayor Manana is right there.
I know.
Would you mind showing us a little dance with Mayor Manana?
Oh, yeah, this it won't be humiliating at all. Also, there's still lipstick.
Yeah. No, I know.
You know. He says that he's afraid of nothing. He said, with me by his side, he no longer feels fear.
Oh.
Only a fool is afraid of nothing. Can you,
what? What was that?
Nothing. Nothing. Oh. I coughed.
Can you believe how in love we are? Ah!
I find...
Oh. Ah, this is infectious. I am in love with this love. I love your love.
Thank you.
What do you two have in common?
Oh, my gosh. What don't we have in common?
Touché. Asked and answered.
Well, the world definitely wasn't built for both of you.
Ooh.
Yeah, but we figure it out. He's hilarious.
He does make me laugh a lot.
Yeah, he's very funny.
I mean, he's not a stork.
Storks are so funny.
Storks are so funny.
They're so funny.
Trump doesn't know any storks.
Nope.
You don't?
Nope.
He also doesn't know any egrets, which are obviously birds.
Oh, Momo's afraid of birds, too.
Really?
Yeah, well, I went to high school with a lot of birds.
Okay.
And they did not like Momo.
Really? Well, at that age, birds, you know, they're working a lot of things out. They were probably just insecure.
Probably.
What were you like in high school?
Well, I told you this before. My superlative was most likely to fall in a lake and have no one notice. But they went wrong, so you can't blame them. Mm.
Oh, he's getting down on one knee.
No, he's not.
Oh.
Is he? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, no,
I can't tell. I honestly can't tell.
No. Because he's a banana.
Yeah. Yeah, he could just be propped up on his end, but it looks like he's on one knee.
He keeps doing this thing because we're moved in together and we're like talking about next steps.
Ooh, what's this voice?
I don't know. I'm feeling fun and flirty. I'm wearing a tutu today. It's flirty, Momo. So I don't know. I feel like it's on the horizon. What do you think? Stop it.
Well, we don't want to put too much pressure on you, but if you do happen to get engaged, do it on the show.
No, we'll keep the action off the show.
No. We need those downloads.
No, we'll wait. Well, we're getting into spooky season best we can. Just so like all the little baby animals and baby kids around our neighborhood. Like,
I think baby kids are just called babies.
I don't know. Baby kids. That sounds right. Yeah. Doesn't that sound right?
Yeah. Well, I think it's just babies. Baby animals and babies.
Were you a baby kid? Or were you just Blue Mist or something?
I was originally Blue Mist that formed into a full-sized man who got bored with that, became a small child, lived under a staircase, grew up again, went to school. For a while, I was a parakeet and then a woman and then I went back to this.
A natural order.
Yes.
Parakeet, then woman.
Yes.
And a natural woman.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
Momo, we just started season two of Getting Nuts. Mm-hmm. We're trying to figure out what the new angle is, what the new hot take is.
Well, what if you two know a lot about a lot of things. What if it was like a relationship advice show? Like,
ooh,
people come in and you like help them solve some problems. Not that we have problems. We're fine. But I mean, hypothetically.
Well, I mean, everyone has problems. Everyone has things they need to work on. They may not be problems, per se, but there must be something that Mayor Manana does that gets on your nerves a bit.
Oh, no.
Well, Nothing at all?
Even if you don't have problems, that's a problem.
Ooh. Good
say,
one.
Say more stuff like that. Did you just wink? Saying something cool makes it uncool if you wink immediately after.
I thought it was kind of fun and flirty.
Yeah, well, no, that's sort of Momo's job today. You're not wearing a tutu, so relax.
Well, and we asked Momo, but we haven't asked Mayor Manana. Do you have anything that bothers you that Momo does, Mayor Manana?
Silence.
Well, it seems everything is wine and roses right now.
Are you two doing anything for spooky season?
No, we just did Chump for October, and that's about it.
That's it? You're not getting in the spirit of spooky?
Well, sometimes in spooky season, I will transform myself into a giant bat, and then I
not
will...
Not a series of bats?
Just no, not a series of bats. A giant bat, and then I will swoop down upon unsuspecting individuals. And then at the last second, I'll turn back into Usador and go, surprise!
Do you ever take anyone's eyes? Because I have a fear of that.
Oh, so do I. Giant vultures took my eyes once. Did I already say this?
Yeah.
Well, some giant vultures took my eyes once.
What did they do with them? Ooh, I have a question. Momo has a follow-up question.
Please.
Could you still see through your eyes when they had your eyes?
Ooh. Of course. Obviously.
Hold on.
Did they
take them
with their beak, with their talons? Were you looking down their throat? Were you looking out at the world?
Yes, they were perfectly held in their beaks. So that I could see everywhere they were flying.
That sounds exciting.
It was interesting at first, but that's why it was so difficult to get them back, because I had to wait until they saw me and then move, remembering that I'm seeing it from their point of view, in order to grab their eyeballs and shove them back into my head.
You live the most interesting life.
Well, and for a long time, they weren't looking at me at all, and I had to go around most of the food going, hey, I've got vulture food right here.
That must have been during spooky season.
Yes, yes, luckily it was. Otherwise, I would have looked like a fool.
Also, please, spooky season.
Spooky.
I think this might be season two is anecdotes. Just fun little anecdote.
That's fun.
And I also like working in relationship advice. So let's maybe since we role played earlier, let's maybe do a little role play in terms of we'll give advice for you and Mayor Manana.
Okay, hypothetically, okay. If we weren't the perfect couple.
So make up a problem, just for fun. Maybe a problem you have, a fear of emerging in your relationship.
Okay, hypothetically, he's rotting and will soon be dirt.
Great. So we can do a lot with this.
Wait, do you need like a little like theme song to go into your relationship advice?
Do you have one?
I'll make one up.
Here we go.
Relationship advice with Tom and Usador. Arnie's not here.
I like it.
I have zero notes.
It's perfect.
I've also already forgotten it, so.
So let's work through this problem, Usador. Let's give them some sound advice. So soon, Mayor Manana will go back to the earth which he came from, mm-hmm. right? Do bananas have seeds?
All things have seeds.
So know that when Mayor Manana dies, his seeds will go into the ground and a new banana will sprout out, if that's how bananas work.
But first I'm going to use some of his seeds. We're going to start a family.
Oh, no.
Why'd you say oh no to that?
I wasn't prepared for the phrase, I'm going to use some of his seed.
Yeah, Momo is not pleased with that either.
There may be other options here. If you want to stop him from rotting, you could use a magical spell or a potion to reverse the effect. You could put him in a very cold climate for a long time. You could move very far into the north, perhaps past Fingaria.
Yeah, freeze dry him.
Yes, all of these things could work. Perhaps... I don't think there are seeds in bananas.
Well, then how do they grow more bananas?
I don't know.
Is the peel a seed?
No, that can't be right.
I think the peel's a seed.
That seems like an idea a baby kid would have.
It's just a baby.
Put a full, it's just a baby kid goes outside with a banana peel and hopes that a tree comes out.
Is there a big avocado pit inside a banana that I've just been eating and not noticing?
I think the seeds are on the peel.
That's what I said.
But they're not the whole peel. Like they're in the peel.
Well, where do we get the phrase pan a peel and there's a banana?
I don't know.
Where do we get that phrase?
Well, how do they have to have seeds?
They must have
they
seeds, of course.
They grow on trees, right? And they're like bushes.
Fuck, how do bananas reproduce?
Momo should have asked. I'm sorry. I don't know much about your
childhood. Oh, let's ask Mayor Manana.
Oh, yep. Good idea. Oh, he fell asleep. Oh.
Perhaps this is the whole purpose of season two of Getting Nuts. Perhaps we change it to Begatting Bananas.
Yeah, and we get to the bottom of how bananas reproduce, a la cereal.
Yes, I think that's 4 million episodes worth of content.
Yeah. So when you said you're going to take some of his seed and start a family, is that how bananas reproduce?
Well, that's how we're going to reproduce.
And describe to me what you think your babies will look like. Sorry, your baby animals will look like.
Okay, so... Ooh,
is it just
see.
A mouse emerging from a banana peel?
That's so cute.
Or maybe like peeking out, like it's like... Fully
like hatching.
Sealed, and then a little mouse face peeking out, and then...
Oh.
Oh. I think she's reproducing.
No, Momo's just so happy at the idea of a mouse hatching out of a banana peel.
Yeah, and it never fully comes out. It just stays, and then maybe eventually four little paws pop out, it walks around.
Oh, can it have a little stocking cap with a ball on the top?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love my future kids.
How many kids do you want?
100.
A bunch?
A bunch. Yeah. Yeah. I should have said a bunch.
Yeah. Well, I hope that happens for you. Do you have any names picked out? I know I'm getting married soon.
Mm-hmm.
You're invited, of course, and mm-hmm. you have a plus one. We've talked about kids. We don't know. I only have one sperm, so it's going to be a little tricky. Do you have any names picked out?
Will your kids be half wizard or half bee?
He will not be half wizard.
Well, he's a wizard.
No, he is not.
I think he's a wizard.
Well, I think we'd have to find a surrogate.
Well, Momo does like attention. And if that gets Momo
nothing
attention.
Nothing like being pregnant to get attention.
Yeah, big time.
Do you have any names for your kids, if you might have kids? Any family names? Any?
Tusador.
Ooh.
Chunt. Arnie.
Oh, my gosh.
Table. Chair.
Oh, all the big ones.
Podcast.
Can I... We have to set in stone, your baby's going to be named Podcast.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fun
word. Mouse peeking out from between a banana called Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Have you considered the name Usador?
Yeah, she said Tusador.
I said Tusador.
Okay, never mind.
What did you say?
See, if I had twins, which I hope I don't because they're terrifying.
Twins.
I would name one Tusador and one Usador, and I'd say, these are my two little wizard twins.
You would name one Usador and two Tusador. Not the other way around.
That's triplets. Momo's confused.
John, did you get an email?
Yeah, let's take a look here. This is from Sabrina. Sabrina says, getting nuts should turn into getting mutts, where you find homes for all the homeless dogs and Foon.
What a good idea.
The state will take care of that, right?
I suppose so. If you believe that the dog catcher can do their job, which I don't... Government.
This one's from Emily. Emily says, I have a Snickers for you. Excuse me, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Nice.
Well, I think this is a very good start for a very good season. I'm very happy with what we've done so far. I think I'm still open to figuring out exactly what the show will be. But,
That wasn't a one-bite Snicker.
You flew too close to the sun.
Oh, I almost died, you guys. I almost died.
It's spooky season.
Oh, my God. My biggest fear just almost came true. Oh, it said fun size. That wasn't fun.
Are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. I almost died. How would you feel if a vulture came in and started to grab at your eyes?
Well...
Or how would you feel if you saw a cockroach clown right now?
We'd both be terrified.
I feel like this room feels cold all of a sudden.
Promise me if I die that you'll dangle me from the ceiling with string so it looks like I'm moving.
Of course.
Promise
no.
me.
I promise.
Like a little marionette?
Like a little marionette.
And I promise I won't tell Arnie you're dead.
Thank you.
At least for a little while. And I'll tug on the little strings holding you up.
Thank you. Oh, can you make a wizard promise?
The most solemn promise of all? Of course I can.
Is that the promise that Tusador is going to make on your wedding day?
Mm-hmm.
The wizard's promise?
Yep.
I will not deign that with an answer.
This is a very sacred moment when a wizard makes a promise. It's a pretty flamboyant production.
Okay. I cannot wait.
Chunt, what is it you need me to promise?
I need you to promise that when I die, you will hang me from the ceiling with strings and puppet me around like a little marionette.
Thunder, lightning, thunder, lightning. Is Momo helping?
Mm-hmm.
By the thunder and lightning spoke aloud by a mouse, I do hereby give a wizard's promise that should Chunt die, he shall be hung from the rafters by tiny strings and like a marionette dance around, unbeknownst to Arnie, for an unlimited period of time at my discretion. So it is spake, so it is promised. A wizard never lies. Except when it's necessary.
Ooh, I felt a chill go through me. Also, did you see that Usador's roots are growing in?
Yeah.
He dyes his hair white.
He dyes his hair white?
He either dyes his hair white or every day he wakes up and tries to scare himself so he goes all white. I've seen it happen once before.
It looks great. I can't blame him. It's the right coloring.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help but overhear you. And I'm embarrassed to admit it, but my hair has been turning black. And I've been dyeing it white because it's a, you know, I just, you know, I'm a little vain. There, I admit it. I'm a little vain.
You're in your hundreds. I feel like it's natural.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes.
And it complements your obsidian arm.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I painted it flesh tone today. I was also embarrassed about that. So I was like, I'm going to paint that flesh tone. But you can see,
looks natural.
Still hard as rock.
Yeah, it looks natural. Bang it against something.
Ha!
Yep, hard as rock.
That really hurt.
Well, Momo, I want to thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, of course.
Thank you for sharing your fears. Thank you for opening up. What's up?
I just,
Are you reproducing?
Are you all right?
No, I'm not reproducing.
Are you wanting to be a surrogate for Trent?
No, there's, I just, my biggest fear, I think, has just walked in.
Cockroach clown is here?
No. Worse.
What could be scarier than cockroach clown? That's the scariest thing in the all of Foon, except for vultures pecking your eyes out.
What did you see? What did you see?
What did you see?
You're forgetting about the two scariest things. I called them people, but that would be wrong.
Oh, twins?
And twins?
Momo's out of here. Momo's got to go. Momo's too spooked.
Momo, please, if you must run, I understand, but find your bravery and find your way back to us.
I will find my bravery. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Momo. Bye, Momo.
Good luck. I wonder what it is that spooked her so badly. Perhaps it was a pair of twin babies, which I think are very cute and very sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Look at them and dress them up the same and,
yeah,
and hold them tight next to your chest.
It's a beautiful miracle of Mother Nature for one creature to mirror another creature.
Oh, it's so lovely.
Yeah, it just shows.
It truly is a wonderful. Oh, no.
Oh, no. It's Jamie and Sammy.
Oh, no. Jamie and Sammy Rangoon. Oh, what terrible misfortune this is that they have come here today. What evil will they perpetrate upon us?
Oh, no.
Hello.
Hello, porcelain demons.
It's nice to see you. This is our favorite podcast that Squibbert broadcasts for us. We love to get nuts.
We listen to it every day.
And every night. Where are my hands? Where are my hands?
Oh, they're playing hands.
Don't play hands. Remember, people can see us. Now, no.
Oh, he's got jelly hands.
Oh,
it's so cold. So cold.
So slippery.
Oh, you adore.
Oh, so cold.
You've been pranked. You've been pranked again.
How embarrassing for you.
Well, we're very happy to have you here on the first episode of season two of Getting Nuts.
Oh, we love nuts.
Oh.
Well, we kind of pivoted. We're now talking about fears. Do you two have any fear? Does anything scare you two?
Oh.
Do you fucking freaks get scared?
I am so scared that one day Sammy might fall down the stairs. And because he has too much blood for his skin.
I promise, if I fall down the stairs, I will take you with me. Oh. We will both fall down the stairs together.
But if I land upon you, Sammy, you'll burst like a white tomato. And I'll be covered in your sweet, pale blood. And I'll have to...
Is he reproducing?
I'll have to drink it so that you will be inside me forever, Sammy.
I'd love to wear you like a second skin. Like you're my puppet and I'm inside.
Yes.
Stop saying that word.
Which word, Chuck?
Inside.
Inside?
Yeah, they both keep using it.
Oh, we don't go outside. We're stunted. We live in the castle.
We stay inside.
We stay inside. Except for one time with Daddy. He tried to make us go to an amusement park.
And what happened?
We screamed.
We screamed so much that everyone had to leave.
Everyone had to leave in the land. In the land of Shrike. Everyone had blood coming out of their ears.
Oh.
And their hair was straight up.
Did it turn white?
Yes, it did.
I'll have to try that.
Would you like us to scream for you, Usador? Would you like us to scream?
Yes, I suppose so.
How about you get a taste of Sammy's scream?
Okay.
Go ahead, Sammy.
Is he deflating?
Ah!
it worked.
Except for one strand.
Damn.
So we heard Jamie's fear. Sammy, do you have a fear?
My greatest fear is that is rejection.
Yes. Well, that's a common fear. Many people fear rejection. All you have to do is believe in yourself and have the confidence to know that you are... I was going to say loved.
Yeah, but that's not the right word.
Yeah, that's not the right word, though.
Owned. Inhabited.
Inhabited from the inside.
Oh, don't. You can't say that. Listen, I just need to make a disclaimer. Maybe, Usador, maybe this should be... Season 2 should be Get Nuts... After dark?
Ooh.
Because of the mature content?
Yes, this is mature content, not meant for small children or baby animals or
baby
kids.
Humans, yeah.
But we are small children.
Yes, we are small 18-year-old children. Yes, but we do have all our fun at night.
Night.
Always
at night.
See, I know I'm supposed to ask a follow-up question to be a good host, but I don't want an answer.
Oh, I'll tell you what we do at night.
Merry pranking. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not as bad as I thought. What sort of fun merry pranks do you pull? Yeah.
Well, our daddy has been very sad lately because he lost his girlfriend.
Oh, so sad.
Yes.
And the other night, he woke up and we had put him inside a giant dollhouse. And we'd locked all the doors and we dressed him up as a little doll. And we put another little doll inside the house with him. And we said, this is your new wife and our new mommy. Aren't you happy? We were saying this from behind the glass because he's alone in the dollhouse.
Yes, yeah, obviously.
And we watched him. We watched him scream.
For months and months and months.
So if this went on for a matter of weeks and months, at what point did he accept this new life?
Probably month 6.
Month 6. That's when we took him out because it was no more fun for us.
As soon as he accepted it,
mm-hmm.
You're like, nope, real world. Sorry, sucker.
Yes, and then we used.
They're getting lost in each other's eyes.
We used him.
And then we used him for nuts, actually.
Yes.
We put pine nuts in his ears, and then Sammy ate them out of his ears.
Two things to not say.
Yeah.
Inside and ate out. It's Get Nuts night or after dark, but we can't keep saying that stuff.
I think that trees. I don't even like to call them trees. I call them tall, handsome men. And the nuts...
No.
And the nuts are like their private parts. And we climb up their bodies and...
We're not allowed to climb trees.
Stuff them into our pockets.
He's just imagining because we've never been in the forest.
Yeah.
We've never touched a tree. We've never touched wood before.
What have I been climbing?
Same, you've been climbing.
I've been climbing.
Same, you don't. Where's this secret garden you've been climbing in?
I've been going out into the back, and I've been going through a gate with
Same,
my special
no.
key.
Same.
And I've been wandering through this little garden.
I'm just relieved to learn they can do things without one another.
Yeah, right?
Oh, Sammy.
And then I've been finding the secret nuts.
Hey, Rook, Usador.
Yes, yes.
We should kill them, right?
Let's see how this plays out.
You don't have the guts to kill us.
Oh no, he hurt.
We don't want any trouble. Arnie said no killing.
No killing. A la Spider-Man.
I'm going to make you.
He wants me to kill him.
Go ahead. If you try to kill him, you will... See your hand through the back of his neck because of his clear gecko skin. And you will be so upset by the undid deed of murder that will give him plenty of time to prank you and you'll wish you'd never touched him at all.
Now, in the entire history of Getting Nuts, I'd say we've only killed 3 or 4 guests.
Yeah.
So I think you're relatively safe, considering there have been 4 million episodes before now. But I am curious. I don't want to kill you. But I'm curious, if you died, what would the other one do?
kill myself. Immediately.
Yes, if we could not somehow absorb one another's essences and become greater and more powerful once we finally inhabited the same super twin. If somehow I could liquefy Sammy.
Well,
and I could pour him into me through some sort of orifice or baste myself with him with a big basting wand and
Usador, do you know what a basting wand is?
It's a magical wand
for basting.
Oh. For basting.
Fuck me.
It would either be death or eternal life.
That's the dream.
Well, I am a wizard. Familiar with all forms of arcane knowledge and mystical arcane lost wisdom. Know this. If one of you dies and you want to consume the other, come give Usador a call. I'll help you out.
Thank you, Usador.
Just a shift. I don't want to. Just to shift gears.
Yes.
Do you two happen to know how bananas reproduce?
Oh, this is a good one. Sammy's told this joke before.
Okay. Oh, it's a joke?
Yes. See, you know, Sammy's an insult comic.
That's right.
Oh, that's right.
That's why he fears rejection so. Mm-hmm. So tell them how the joke goes, Sammy.
Okay. So you're lost in the woods, and you've been lost for days, and you're going, and you're searching for somebody, and you can't find them, and then you crawl into a little dark cave, but the cave is your own mind, and when you get deep, deep inside it, you find a banana, and then you...
I feel like banana was really shoehorned into this...
I'm following.
And then, how fat are you once you eat that banana? So
the joke is a setup to a joke. I'll bite. How fat are you?
Fatter than a bloated, drowned little girl. It's funny because drowned little girls, they bloat up like they're very fat, like they've eaten too many bananas.
That is funny.
Yeah, I guess I get it.
Does that answer your question, Chunt?
It answered
say,
a
just
question.
Say, just say yes. Just say yes.
Yeah. I've always wanted to be a drowned little girl.
I've always wanted to be a drowned little boy.
Don't go inside each other. We got another question here. This is from Billy W. Says, Usador and Nuts run a dating game that is called Getting a Nut. So they want season two to be a dating show.
Mm. All right.
Can we be guests?
I suppose.
To practice?
I'm afraid so, yes.
Let's do that. Usador is... you two are contestants vying for Usador's heart. Is that okay?
Yes.
Great. Sure. All right. We can do that. So you're the host?
Yeah. Welcome back to Getting a Nut. Who are two contestants vying for Usador's heart?
My name is Bumblepuss.
And my name is Nimble Widget.
Mm.
I'm going to pretend like I don't know which one is which.
Okay. Of course, there's a screen, a magical screen in place. So, Bumblepuss, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Mm.
Why should Usador choose you?
Because if he chose me, I'd put him in a big dollhouse. And I would be a doll that would be covered in sticky breakfast food.
Mm.
And every day he could nibble away at me a little bit more until one day he would totally...
Don't. There's two things you can't say. You're about to say one of them.
I would wind up housed within... his body.
Contestant number two, tell us a little bit about yourself. Why should Usador, the wizard, choose you?
you're lost in the woods.
Oh. Why did you two bother changing your names if you're not going to roleplay?
And you have no clothes. You have no clothes at all. And then out of the darkness, I emerge, and I'm wearing your clothes, and I say, I'm you, but beautiful. More beautiful than you could ever imagine.
So beautiful. Yes.
Eustador, any questions for the contestant number one?
Yes. Bubba Puss, if you were an ice cream, what flavor of ice cream would you be, and why would I want to lick you?
Don't lean into it.
I would be flavored as a pine nut and housed within a human ear. Therefore, delectable in two ways. Think about it.
Does that satisfy your answer?
Yeah, it's good answer. Nimble Widget, I wanted to know if we were going on our third date, what would you bring me as a gift?
Oh, bring you as a gift. Oh, I think I would bring you a tiny, tiny doll that's perfectly modeled on you.
Oh.
And I would bring it to you, and I would say, look, here you are. And then I would put you up inside
no.
me.
And
then I would say, oh. You're next.
Oh, he's
you're next.
He's
you're
visibly
next.
Hard.
Oh, he might look like it, but he's always very, very soft.
Very soft.
He might look like it, but
because
he has more flesh than he should have for his amount of skin. He's always flaccid and soft, like a waterbed as a boy.
Well, you sure it's time to make your choice. Who's going to be Bumblenut or sociopath?
It's a hard decision. They're both terrifying
mm-hmm.
and upsetting and unsettling and gross. But I have to pick Nimble Widget.
Oh.
Let's do away with that curtain. Nimble Widget.
I would have picked him, too. I would have picked him,
yes.
too.
Yes,
go
I know.
Him. Go
I
touch
don't
him.
Go
now.
Touch you now.
Oh, no. I hate it. I hate it so much.
I've mastered the art of kissing.
Show him fine. How you kiss, Amy. See, you have to create a vacuum seal around the other person's mouth with your mouth.
Holy shit. If you kiss him and his hat shot straight up in the air.
If you create the vacuum seal, all of your saliva can go into the other person's mouth.
Yum, 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 yum.
Mm-hmm. And my teeth always come out, so I put my teeth into your mouth.
Oh.
And then I put them right back in. That's the great thing about teeth, is you can jam them right
all
back in.
All that just happened. All of it.
Oh.
Oh, well. What?
You taste that? I call that the sauce.
Oh. Motherfuck.
Oh. Things are really off to a rip-roaring start
like
here.
Hold
on
to
the second
sauce.
Season of Getting
I like to baste myself in his sauce sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Momo's back.
Momo's facing Momo's beard, so Momo can give some information to the group. Momo's been running up and down the street asking how bananas are reproduced. And I have some information. So, much to Momo's surprise, a lot of bananas nowadays are reproduced asexually. So, okay.
Oh, no.
And they're not from trees or palms, they're herbs. It's so confusing. And they don't come from seeds, but bulbs or rhizomes, which are like roots. I don't know. But then when they bloom, they're flowers at first. I don't know what to do. You two are so scary.
See, she doesn't know as much about the one that she loves as she thought.
Sammy and I came from the same seed.
Oh.
Yes. And hence you shall return, I assume.
Well, I think that's it for Get Nuts Season 2, Episode 1.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. Would you mind, Sammy, to take us out on a sweet, sweet joke?
Oh, I'll tell a sweet, sweet joke. Once upon a time, there was an old man in an old house, and he lay there dying. And in the middle of the night, at 3:33 a.m., the night doctor came in, and the night doctor decides whether you live or die. And he asks you a series of questions, and with those questions, he decides whether you should... whether he should euthanize you or whether he should cure you of all your ills. And he asks you, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite amusement park ride? Have you ever been to the ocean?
I love this one so much.
And the old man answered all the questions correctly, except the very last one.
Oh, here we go. Punchline.
He said, I am so fat.
How fat was he?
As fat as a bloated, drowned girl.
Yes!
Very good. Very good. My favorite part about that joke was there was definitely a cure.
I haven't gotten to the punchline. And then he was euthanized.
They're just a couple of ugly mutts. James Earl and Get Nuts.
That's our show.
Getting nuts. Like a B-side of a B-side. Like Frasier having a spin-off about Bulldog's neighbor.
Usidor the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Shapeshifter was played by Adil Rafai.
Momo the Mouse with Human Strength was played by special guest Aaron Keefe. Check out Aaron's podcast with Adil, Hey Riddle Riddle, where they try to solve terrible riddles. If you're in Chicago, check out her show, Emerald County Bank and Trust, at Second City, November 17th, 24th, and December 1st.
Jamie and Samie, the creepy twin children of Baron Ragoon, were played by Gretchen Ang and Brad Pike. See them perform with Devil's Daughter, 10:30 every Tuesday night at Chicago's IO Theater.
Special thanks to the Kalamazoo Improv Festival and Dave's Meat and Nuts for providing delicious nuts to everyone in the audience. Oh, that's so cool. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Ryan DeGiorgi, and Evan Jacover. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Getting Nuts theme song by Brian Shard.
If you want to see Hello from the Magic Tavern live, don't forget there's a big live winter solstice show in Chicago, November 27th, just when the solstice isn't. For ticket info, go to hellofromthemagictavern.com and click the live shows tab. So, are we going to talk about what happened to the Alabaster Room?
Yeah, it kind of got sheared off by a solar flare.
Trisha, a reckoning is coming over your space bunker loyalties. And I'd like to remind you who shared all that homemade guac with you just last night.
What? I made that guacamole.
Yes, you did. But who brought it to you? In a bowl.
We have bowls?
You have got to be kidding me.